You're listening to Quality Time.
Timers, welcome back. It is I, Eric Woodworth, your host every week, creator slash brother slash I don't know. I'm here all the time. So this is not episode 100, as you can tell. It's episode 99.5. Reason being, holy shit, I was out of town, wasn't gonna be here. So decided to do a special little mashup episode of all of our best music that we've generated over the last 99 episodes. Sit back and enjoy while we kick this off. And hey, if you're a first-time listener, you like it, go back and check some of these episodes out. They're pretty dope. We have some hot stuff. You can learn about my absolutely insane brother. It's going to be a good time. Oh yeah, and while you're there, hop on the Stitcher or the iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating. We can read it on the show. You can say whatever you want. You can say horrible things about us, but if you give us a 5-star rating, we'll still read it. It'll be good. You'll enjoy yourself. So with that being said, this is gonna be a really fun episode, guys. So strap in, turn it up to 11. Let a coworker know what you're doing. Maybe, you know what, take your top off while you're at work. I don't care. Man, woman, just wait until the boss comes in and say, hey, it's Topless Tuesday. Let's get wet. Okay. So kicking this whole thing off is Jeremy's probably his most weaponized song he's ever made, 13 Ghosts. Enjoy.
Ghosts. Not one ghost. Not two ghosts. Not three ghosts. 13 ghosts. 13 ghosts. Here's the ghosts. Here they are. Firstborn son, the torso, the bound woman, the withered lover, the torn prince, the angry princess. Great child and the dire mother. The hammer. The jackal. The juggernaut. And the broken heart. Those were the 13 ghosts. The 13 ghosts.
Like a good James Finn song to really get the gravy juices flowing down in my nether quadrant. So, moving on with the show, the next thing, this is a little bit of a forgotten bit. I ran across this scouring through the audio here at the Basement Central Studio, and came across this little ditty. We sent this to the Rob and Joe show as Jeremy's, basically his reel, so that he could possibly do Ravens game day with Joe Robinson. Anyway, this is what Jeremy ended up doing.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, the Rob and Joe Show, destined to wear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of their saga. Let me tell you of the days of extra awesome podcasting. It has been another good week of victory for the Ravens and Flacco. It is not Joe Flacco anymore. It is merely Flacco. He has destroyed the Bengals. Mounds and mounds of bodies cover the field. And as is customary for the Flacco, he climbs atop the largest mound, carrying the head of his vanquished victim, Dalton the quarterback. What does he do? He holds aloft the head over his mouth so he can drink the blood straight from his head, from that tube that comes down his neck, and drinks his blood and does his customary scream. Many of the people in the stands, the women have instant stillborn from that sound that he makes. And then, as he does to all of his vanquished victims, he sets a fire the head and throws it into the crowd! Cincinnati is ablaze, just like every other town. He will go and destroy more with the red glowing eyes as people run in fear to destroy more.
Well, sorry about that. Well, we're just going to take a nice little break now with Christopher Cross and Sailing. Okay, we're back. That was Christopher Cross with Sailing. And now, back to the Ravens Report! And we're back with the Rob and Joe Show, and a little bit more of the post-game show. Here it comes. It's time to talk about somebody very special. That is our player, Justin Tucker. Oh, yes, Justin Tucker. 33 kicks in a row, non-missed. Oh, there is a beautiful man with a beautiful voice, beautiful face that even makes the hardened construction worker turn his head towards going down that way that most men shouldn't go in life. But Justin Tucker, you are a god. Forget Brad Pitt. Can he hit 33 field goals in a row without missing? I don't think so. Oh, Justin Tucker. I could just rub your feet with my hands, your bare feet, for they are feet of a god. Justin Tucker, I would rub your feet while I gave you Royal Farms chicken. Royal Farms chicken, the chicken that Justin Tucker loves to eat. Yes. God bless you, Justin Tucker. Okay, it's time for another commercial break.
Hello, this is Wilford Brimley. I have diabetes. Diabetes, you gotta have it checked, and check it often. Much like I told Kurt Russell to check on Clark, because I thought he was the thing. If you don't check your diabetes, you end up sticking your hand in people's mouths and turning into a dinosaur beast with five heads. You can't let that happen with diabetes. So check it. Oh, that's what the kids do. They see demons, all sorts of crap with their PCBs they're taking these days. I'm done with this crap. Give me my money. I'm out of here.
Okay, thank you from the Rob and Joe Show, and we're going to play out a nice little tune from Nirvana, one that all the kids love, Rape Me.
Rape me. Rape me, my friend. Rape me.
The kids!
I mean, honestly, how Jeremy didn't get that gig blows my mind whole. Anyway, I know Jeremy's been featured very heavily because he does much of the music here, but people forget about our Braveheart episode when co-host Miss Kimberly Ambrose, now Kimberly Callahan, I guess I should start correcting myself when I say that. Old Kimmy Ambrose, though, dropped some hot knowledge on it with this little rap ditty she did.
Biggie. Okay. See...
No, just do it. Just let it flow. Let the flow hit you, girl. Let it ride the beat.
Okay. I'm not going to do it to the beat because I can't. I wrote this with a beat in mind that doesn't exist. Okay.
Just,
All right.
See what happens. Just see what happens, yo. Yo. Hit it off real quick.
Wait, okay. Oppressive motherfuckers, how you do us like this? Take our food, claim the land, and squeeze my wife's tits? All of the English can suck it. I'ma show up with an army and then go home like, fuck this. But then turn it around because the English came to rule and they're burning down towns. These rapist motherfuckers have been pissing on graves. I'ma take his broadsword, do a full head shave with his hands still attached, cutting off his own head. Stop hitting yourself, oh, man, you're so dead. Then I'll stand on his chest like Rocky on the stairs, show him what it's worth to be as free as air. Take his severed head and slow dip in your nuts. Let them shoot you with their arrows and then expose your butts.
Oh, freedom!
Oh, fuck, that hurt. Yeah, the English are the worst. They tied my wife to a pole, drained her blood, and then her soul. So I showed up on a hill and then fucked them bitches up. Cracked her skulls with an axe, stabbed the horse with a spear. Let them shoot you with their arrows, then you bare your fucking rear. Fuck the English.
Freedom!
Kimmy Ambrose of Ridge, bro. Kimmy and Rand.
You know what's fucked up is my family lineage, I'm mostly English.
Ooh. Yo, you just clap back against the English race.
Hello there, quality divers. Just a quick reminder, make sure you tune in and give us a 5-star rating on the iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever platform that you listen to this podcast on. We'll read it on the show, and you'll be part of the Quality Time Membership Rewards Program, where every member gets exactly one bag of Jeremy's psoriasis skin. Put it on your spaghetti, feed it to your fish. It's great. Quality time. Because it's time for more quality.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Hey kids, Tyrone and Adolf, gather round. You know what special time it is this year.
Thank you.
outside, the leaves are gone, snow on the ground, and you hear that sound. She waited all year, it's cold outside, and her heart is cold too. Grandma's dying for Christmas. What's that gurgling you hear? Her lungs are filling up with liquid as she drowns in her own juices. Grandma's dying for Christmas. No, it's not reindeer's fault. She waited all year for you kids to make sure you know you will die too. Die, 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 die. It's the most wonderful time of the year to die.
And the best part about that is that Grandma in real life actually did die shortly after Jeremy made that song. What a total bastard. Anyway, moving on. Next, we're going to play some of the songs that Jeremy makes for the guests that come on the show. So you're about to hear some wonderful tracks about Tom Myers. We already played James Finn, but we'll also have some Mike Quinlan's in there, some Wendy Townsend's. There's going to be some good stuff. Check it out.
Wendy Townsend.
Yeah.
Jeremy's classic intros for guests on the show. We left out the Joe Robinson corrections one, mostly because it's on so many episodes. I didn't feel like it needed to be on the recap episode. So, Joe Robinson, you could slow your roll with your corrections about the corrections now song not being part of that. But out of that little chunk of songs, I really enjoy the bong hit transplant. It hit me in the right spot. You know, anything about King Tom Myers, I'm always behind. The Mike Quinlan song, a lot of thought behind it, a lot of process. I liked it, Jeremy. And then the Wendy Townsend, I felt it was some of Jeremy's lazier writing, I'll be honest with you. Not to infer that Jeremy does any work at all, but I'd say more than lazy. But, you know, it's pretty rocking, and Wendy liked it, so that's all that really matters. Anyway, we're coming up on a little chunk here. The next two audio clips you're going to hear are from the episode of Coffee, starring Pam Grier, a blaxploitation film from the 70s. Very, very funny episode. And here's Jeremy's versions of the songs from that movie.
Coffee is the color. Coffee is the color of your skin. Coffee is the color. Coffee is the color of your world. Coffee is the color that we don't usually serve at Starbucks. Coffee is the color where we call the cops on you because you don't pay. Coffee is the color of your skin, although most of our coffee has a lot of cream in it, so it isn't really coffee colored. Here at Starbucks. Starbucks coffee, where you get coffee that isn't really black. Black coffee.
Blacker than Jeremy Woodworth singing, remaking blaxploitation art. Anyway, as we're going to go more and more down the offensive wagon as this show progresses, and I realize the sensitive nature of when some of these bits were written versus what the climate has changed since then. But you know what? We keep it real with you guys. I'm going to give it to you raw because that's the way you deserve it, okay, Holmes? So, here's Jeremy's three-part songs for his Jihadi Christmas album, or I forget, it was his Jihadi 80s. I don't. It had something to do with jihads, and these are the songs he did.
Hating you is easy because you're infidels, because you don't worship Allah and Muhammad. cause hating you has made me want to kill you bad with either a bomb or maybe a scimitar. Makes me feel so hateful towards you, you infidel scum. Everyone's hating to see you scumbag infidels. Everyone wants to see you destroyed in lakes of fire. Everyone's wondering why you worship other gods other than Allah and Muhammad. Everyone wants to kill all of you. Kill all of you. Everybody is beheading for the weekend. Everybody wants to kill some infidels. Everybody is going to get 72 virgins. Everybody needs to kill for Allah. Oh, I want 72 virgins, yeah. And I'm going to get some. We're no strangers to Sharia. You know all the rules and so do I. Full of commandments from Muhammad. You better wear your burqa or you'll die. I just want to make you be subjugated. Never let you read a book. Give you up, never gonna let you drive, never gonna let you learn how to read, no. Gonna have to wear a burqa, gonna have to beat you down, and then going to kill someone and get 72 virgins.
Part two. He's in prison.
killing some cop. He fought Brian Dennehy in the first film. They wanna use him for special ops again. He's well oiled up in the ops room. He's so morose 'cause he went to jail then. Rambo, fighting for American lives. Rambo, his hell is normal life. Rambo, gonna fight the Cowboys, the Blues Brothers. Rambo, watch out for Cobra Kai.
So for a while, we flirted with possibly doing different intros for every episode that we would do. And Jeremy was on a roll for like 4 episodes. Anyway, here's a whole bunch of the alternate intros for the show that we've had over the last 100 episodes.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like those nutty Eskimos. Ah, they got so many clothes on. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help us make the season bright. Time.
many times when their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. This was way before Ambien. You know the Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. He's going through space, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. I know it'll help them fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase. That's 'cause I'm simple. To kids from 1 to 92. None of those 93-year-olds. Ha! Although it's been said many times, many ways. Goulet, Merry Christmas to you. To clear my throat there, hoping nobody noticed. Does anybody have a Xanax?
I'm gonna try to be a little bit more effeminate this time. Alright.
Alright.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
Was hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that five-pace roll.
So really, I better scurry.
Beautiful, please.
But
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in this drink.
No has to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
This spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I'm moving closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold
but
out
baby,
the gates.
It's cold outside. Seriously, I don't know what you put in this drink, but I don't really feel it. I'm still. Is Ruth spinning right now? Because I'm feeling awkward. I
Rufio,
simply must go.
It's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Warm and nice.
Look out the window at that
my
star.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips are looking blue.
My brother will be at the door.
Waves upon a tropical storm.
My maiden's man's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Oh, your lips are delicious.
But maybe I'll cigarette
just like
more.
Your or
I've gotta get home.
But baby, it's freeze out there.
Say, lend me that coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
I've really been great.
I'm thrilled when you touch my pubic hair. How can you do this thing to me,
Kim? There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think
people are gonna know I'm missing.
Sorrow.
At least I will be putting in
if
pride.
You got it, hold your head.
I really can't stay.
Get over that hold out. Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
Please, my family has money. They have money. Let me go, sir. For the love of God, no.
She called it shining.
Luke Skywalker is dead. Carrie Fisher is dead. Han Solo is dead. R2-D2 is dead. Darth Vader and Chewbacca still alive. directors because they're so old. Nick Fury's dead. Loki is dead. Groot is dead. Mantis is dead. Dax is dead. Star-Lord is dead. Doctor Strange is dead. Bucky and Spider-Man and Black Panther. Thanos rules the universe. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much going to do it for us this week, Quality Timers. You can catch all things Kimberly Ambrose at Watch Me Doing This on Twitter, Panic at the Deli on Instagram, and the Second Saturday Shit Show is free every second Saturday of the month. You can check that out at the Auto Bar. All things Eric Comedy at ericcomedy.com. Stick around to the very end of this episode, and you're going to hear an extra special bit of Jeremy as Vietnam Tom trying to become president. Thanks. See you next week. Episode 100!
I believe in building a wall around the homeless. A word on ISIS. Keep your Egyptian gods in whatever country in Africa it belongs. Hillary Clinton is my favorite actress from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And also, Benghazi, I don't know what the hell the problem is. They were my favorite punk band in the 80s. A word on marijuana. To make it safer, it should only be in suppository form. Terrorism. I remember when I was battling it at the Nakatomi Towers. Good thing that cop was helping me out on the walkie-talkie. Take care of that bastard Irishman. Maybe someday Nixon will help end this war in Vietnam. Bring our boys back to Iraq. And that's my platform for Vietnam Tom. You can send donations to the bridge near Caton Avenue where I live. I'm there most of the day. Signing off. That's what I call America.
It's beautiful.